Hey y'all, welcome to the First of All Bitch podcast. And first of all, bitch, we're just gonna talk. That's episode one. We're just gonna yap. There's some things I've been having heavy on my mind, thinking about a lot lately, and I was like, why don't I just talk about them, right? Basically, it stems from being a multiple interested person, having a lot of interests at once, having a lot of passions that I like to engage with. And let's just start off with the one, like, I feel like there is always, this thought process that has been brought upon us as a society, especially where I went to school, where the thought is, have that one goal and that one priority or that one job, and you follow down that path and that path only, right? It's like that question of, like, what do you want to be whenever you grow up? And they literally tell you that you only can pick one, right? So for me, that started at a very young age, where my main interest, my main goal, my main priority was writing. Loved writing, loved books, loved the way that books were made, loved the art of storytelling, how multiple authors took that and made it their own. I started writing at a very young age. Was it legible? No. Was it cute looking? No. But I was still writing, and my first instance of being validated in that talent and in that peak of interest was by my old kindergarten teacher. Shout out Miss Althouse, that's my girl. Okay. And she noticed that I could write very early. She talked to my mom about it. I remember this very vividly, and my mom was like, yeah, we would read to her whenever she was in the womb, and she reads while she potty trains, you know what I'm saying? Like, she never does not have a book in her hand. And writing is just something that she always felt compelled to do. And Miss Althouse, she was always like, okay, so, Miss Girl, I have this Scholastic Book Order, not to be confused with the Scholastic Book Fair, where you go and buy books at whatever building they set that up in. No, Scholastic Book Order, where you order books from the Scholastic brand, okay? And she'd come up to me. We'd get them in, like, our folders at the end of the day, sometimes if they were coming out, and she'd be like, give these to me by this date if you want these books ordered. But she would come to me personally and be like, hey, sister girl, what books would you like off this list? I got you. And I remember one time I did the Pippi Longstocking box set. I said, I want all them books. But it was something that made me feel like, okay, cool. People see me and they see that I have an interest with that. And then it carried on into middle school. And I was actually very into reading. I was reading books all the fucking time. You could not catch me without a book. I was reading books in a day type shit. But then there was another teacher, her name was Miss Reuter, hope she's doing well. And I remember that I was writing a book at the time, that's seventh grade, and I was writing a book at the time. I think I had like, I don't even know how many chapters I had, there was a lot though. And she was also validating me in my talent, and she said that, dude, you like, this is so good. And there were moments where I would share my writing, and people would be like, dude, write a book. Like, I'm going to buy the book. I'm going to buy the Zoe Jackson authored book, bro. Like, I'm going to be at your book signing, and I want you to sign my book. And I'd be like, dude, that's a really cool thing that people actually see that within me. And then there was a moment in middle school as well where I was like, you know what? I think I also want to be a producer. And that just came from me suddenly getting interested into electronic music, and just music without words. Instrumentals, yes, but it's like, it was like, I don't know how to describe it, just music without words. I was on SoundCloud heavy type shit, right? And there was a person that I was friends with at the time that was like, yeah, you should fully do this. And I was like, and I wasn't even doing anything crazy. I was making mixes kind of, but I'd send them to that person and they'd be like, yeah, this is so fucking dope. You should do this personally. And they should know who they are. It's kind of crazy because they recently was like, bro, post this podcast. And I think that that's so cool that they kind of have always seen me as whatever. I'm not going to get into that. But yeah. So that's where all that started. And then I think once I got to high school, it continued, obviously. I was in creative writing, I think, all for 3 years out of the four. And then I would perform my poetry at P&E's. Shout out HFAA if you went there. Yeah. And I did have a teacher, two teachers, and they're both weird, that would also validate me in my talents and say that I was a good writer and even would, like, do recommendations and things like that. And it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I swear I have a point to this. It sounds very positive. And it's going to get negative, I think. But, yeah, I was a poet. And then there were other things I was doing. I did makeup. I was that girl that did come to school. I didn't wear face makeup at the time, like base makeup, but I definitely came to school with eyeshadow on. That was when I started to get into makeup. I played volleyball. I did tennis for a little. I did tennis in middle school as well. I was in show choir. I was in musical theater. I was a theater kid. I went to art camps. All that, as we can see, based on that, without giving my whole timeline, I was a multiple interested person. I still am to this day, right? But lately, excuse me as I clear my throat. Lately, as of recent, I have been having a thought of when people think of Zoe Marie and they put a comma after, what do they put? Do they even put anything? And I have been thinking that way because I have been sitting with myself and being like, these are the things I would like to do and see myself execute. These are the things I would like to pursue and be noticed and be seen and be told, dude, that's so cool. You know what I'm saying? And it also stems from me comparing myself to others. I know we're not supposed to fucking do that, okay? It's the thief of joy, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I couldn't help because I am surrounded by really cool, interesting, amazing, fun, fresh people that are also multiple interested people, multifaceted individuals, right? But they have a lot to show for their multiple interests. They have executed them. You can see what the fuck they do. They show it. They're good at it. They let you know they're good at it. And that's amazing. That's so cool. I'm inspired by it every day. But I couldn't help but look in the mirror for a couple of days and go, what does Zoe Marie do, really? What do people know Zoe Marie as? And some of you may listen to this and be like, I think this, I think that, I think this, she does that. And that's so awesome. I haven't been told that. I only know what I know, right? So, me personally, I'm standing in front of the mirror and I'm like, well, I know me as a writer. I know me as someone who wants to do this, this, and this. But do other people know that? And the answer is a astounding N-O, right? Because I don't have anything to show for myself. I've dropped a poem every now and then on my social media. People have probably seen it. People have probably read them. I've had people send me opportunities to perform said poems at, poetry nights. And I for some reason, when people send me that, I'm like, cool, I probably will go. And then I have no interest to write anything new. And I also have no interest to perform the stuff that I have. Which brings me to my point of, I do this shit. I do this shit consistently and all the time, especially when it comes to writing. Writing has never left my headspace, ever. The amount of shit that I have in my notes, in my docs, in my Word, on different types of electronics, phone, iPad, laptop, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's everywhere. However, comma, you would not know that. People probably assume that, like, it just comes and goes. No, it happens all the fucking time. I write all the time. There's so much shit that nobody fucking knows about. And I write all kinds of stuff. I have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that I actually read and was like, damn, this is so cool. I'm gonna keep this to myself, though. And I was having a conversation with my mom, and I think she could tell that, because I didn't say anything about this kind of mindset, but I think she could tell, because then she started to kind of tap into mentioning stuff about that. And what she said really did resonate with me, but something that she always brings up to me is that I always feel like I'm lacking something. And oh wow, is that true? I always feel like I am lacking something. And I would say with writing, I don't feel like I'm lacking anything. Writing is the one thing that I do that if you were to come up to me and say, hey bitch, I fucking hate your writing. You're actually a piece of shit, you're nothing, and you don't do that shit. I would probably look at you and say, that's cool you think that. I personally don't think that. You know, writing is the one talent that I have where if people give me compliments on it, I'm not going to be shy. I will say thank you. I'm very proud of it. You know, because if you know me and you give me a compliment, I will sometimes be like, oh, thanks, guys. Like, that's like, I don't do that with writing. Like, if you tell me my writing's good, I'm going to be like, thank you. With an I know air about it. Obviously, I can always expand, and I know that, you know, even masters still have to learn new things about their tricks, right? But I love my craft in writing, and I will always believe in myself when it comes to writing. But for example, with the in lack mindset, whenever I moved on from makeup, doing my makeup a lot, because I started to be a lot more in touch with my natural beauty, which is cool. But when I was doing my makeup, sometimes it would be used in a therapeutic sense. Like if I felt really angry before going into a shift at work, I would do my face. And it's actually quite fun and calming when you have your music, you're in your space, and you have an idea and you just execute on your face. And I stopped doing it because I always feel like, present tense, that I do not have enough time to do it. I always feel like I'm not in the right space to do my makeup. I always feel like I need an ample amount of time because I don't like to rush that process. That is a process that I would like to really just sit down and hone in on. And I don't want to do that. So that's really the main reason why I don't do my makeup as much as I used to. However, I love makeup. I still have a lot of palettes that I haven't even touched. I used to be way more obsessed with it whenever the beauty community was big on YouTube. And then we all know what fucking happened with that. Bye, sister. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. And then another interest I had at the time, and I have an interest now, but it's completely different mindset, is the gym. And in that mindset of lack for the gym, I felt like I was lacking strength, mental strength. And what I mean by that is I would go to the gym as a form of self-harm. It happens. Some people do it. Some people don't recognize that they do that. But in my experience, I was using the gym as a brutal escape of something. I would go to the gym and work myself so hard to the point where I would have to throw up at the end of my workouts. And I wouldn't care. I would just be like, dude, I went fucking crazy. No. And then I had this mindset of the gym needing to change my body instead of being like, the mindset I have about the gym today is I just want to move my body. And we're gonna get to that point in a second. But I felt like I was lacking mental strength, which is why I stopped. I did not like going to the gym and hating myself no matter what kind of effort I put into my body. I hated myself. I didn't like how I looked. Every time I looked in the mirror, I was like, oh, this is a crazy pump. Could be better though. Oh, I am losing weight. Could lose more though. Oh, like I had this to eat. I for a while had a bad eating disorder, and it was coming and going with the gym, but the gym, for a minute, it was making me go like, I ate this, damn, I'm a fat fucking horse, even though I literally was not. You know what I'm saying? It really made me feel like I was lacking mental strength. So I said, I'm done. I'm gonna give it a break for a minute. And there's other things where I feel like in lack with, but those are to name a few examples. And overall, this is so all over the place, bitch. I don't care. This is my podcast. Overall, there was a moment in my like a couple months ago, I did a thing where it makes you look within. Right, if you catch my drift. And I looked at myself and I said, I love what I see. I love my face. I love my body. I love my relationship with food. I love this. I love that. Blah, 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 blah. Right? However, comma, I could be doing so much more with my body. And at the time, that was all it was. That one vague statement. What exactly could I be doing? How do I want to move? You know what I'm saying? Do I mean move my body to be more active? Or do I mean I want to move my body in a different talent? Do I mean I want to move my body down a different path? Do I mean I want to move my body in the sense of actually moving my body, dancing, letting go, whatever the case may be. The only statement I had was I could be doing and moving more. And so that leads to how I was feeling for the past couple of weeks. I have a lot that I would like to do. I have a lot where I would like to move. But this is something that I have popped up, that has popped up in some of my writings lately. I've woken up, right? I'm in my bed, I'm under my sheets, I've woken up, I've stretched, I'm wiggling my toes. But how do I actually get out of bed and make my feet touch the cold floor and walk out the door to start my journey? That is kind of where my head has been. And there's nothing stopping me. There's absolutely nothing stopping anybody, really. I have some limitations, but nothing that's making somebody go, hey, bitch, stop. You know, like my hand is out. You can't see it, but my hand is doing the stop motion. Hajima, you know? Tell my K-pop fans. We're gonna have a K-pop episode soon. Don't worry. Don't worry about that. But yeah. And I had a conversation with somebody about this. It was emotional, a little. And I won't mention the details of the conversation, but the person that knows, knows. And they heard from where I was coming from, and they gave me solutions, but they also understood where I was coming from with what I was saying. And eventually I have conversations like that with other people, but for right now, I will say, because I was thinking about this in the shower, that's why I decided to do this podcast right now. Right now, I would say that I am not in a space to actually want to show people what I have to offer. And let me explain, okay? Because we're going from, I want people to know, I want people to be like, what does Zoe Marie do? Zoe Marie, comma, what do people think? And now I'm saying, but I don't want anybody to say, I don't want anybody to look at what I've got going on right now. And so you might be listening like, bitch, what? Let me explain, okay? Because during that conversation with that person, they were like, are you afraid? And I think at the time I did say a little. It's not coming from fear. It's not coming from jealousy. You know, like I said earlier, I'm very inspired by these people I was comparing myself to. I'm not envious. I'm very supportive of what they've got going on. That is something that I strive towards. I also like watched a video on YouTube of this woman, Gorgini woman. I have to point that out really quickly. And she was talking about having multiple interests and how do you navigate that. And understanding that those multiple interests, you might be on a road where you are behind, and that's okay. And having to accept that and then just be like, it'll come. Your time will come, right? So it was like teeter-tottering on if it is fear or if it's a secret third thing. Fear, what, I don't know, a secret second thing. And that secret second thing came to me today. And that secret second thing is, I would like to keep a lot of these things personal. And I do think that the things I would like to show, that I want to have show for me, I want them to be for me. I do not have a desire to execute or post things for other people's engagement, think pieces, opinions, suggestions, comments, concerns. I've had a TikTok that I posted and I archived it, where I was like, I think about being an influencer, but I do not want you to talk about me. I want to post and you don't say shit back. And I still think that way. I do feel like if I were to become big, if I had a big, massive following, I would have my comments off all the time. You could not send me messages. You couldn't do anything. Because I am doing this for me. I don't want to do this for you. And my first instance of that was whenever I was in middle school and people would ask me, I was in the talent show and I would always sing. And I sang a lot in my middle school. I was in choir, show choir. We did musicals and sometimes I was the lead. I did the talent show. I was a singer. I don't sing as much anymore, but I was a singer. And there was a point where people were being like, you're going to be in the talent show, right? You're going to sing in the talent show, right? You're going to audition for this, right? You're going to be the solo in this, right? And I was like, I'm tired of this. I'm really tired of this. What if I don't want to do that, actually? What if y'all just leave me the fuck alone and I don't want to actually do that right now, okay? And I think that's kind of why I don't share my writing as much anymore. Even if you ask me to be like, hey, like, show me a piece, I'd be like, give me a minute. And that minute might be months later. And I think it's just because I want things to be a bit more sacred. I want to get into the space of a little bit more confidently of, I'm going to post this and I don't care what anybody got to say about it. It's cool to be validated. It's cool to have people be like, great work, A+. You know, those little messages that teachers would put on your homework or your tests. Things like that. It's cool. It's awesome. Words of affirmation is definitely one of my love languages. But when it comes to my creative outlets, I just want them to be for me, at least right now. And yeah. So I think, like, you know, for example, like people who post progress pictures, like that they're at the gym, that's so cool. I'm not dogging anybody that does that, you know, that posts their stuff. Obviously do that. This is my opinion. You know what I'm saying? This is my life. This is my life, right? But people who post progress pictures that they're at the gym, their gym routine. I like watching people on YouTube do their gym routines. I love it. I think it's cool. Those week of workout videos. Sometimes the bitches are funny. Sometimes they're humorous. Sometimes they're really intellectual. I like to watch them. They're cool. But I am not going to tell you that I'm going to the gym. I'm not going to post that I've been in the gym. If you can see that I've been in the gym, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope this is making sense. And if it's not, it's making sense to me. And that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, there's this one big idea. My mouth is close as fuck to the mic for this. There's this one big idea that I've been having for fucking years that no one knows about except for me. And I've dreamed about it multiple times for over the course of years. And there is a part in it where I am saying, now you may be wondering, who is this for? And the answer is quite simple. It's for me. Even the title and what I've seen myself in my dreams with this, it is very much for me. It is not to be presented to an audience with hope of anything except for my gratitude towards myself. And I also say, this could be seen and heard by 500 people, or I could be the only one that ever gets to fucking look at it. This could be funded, produced, and distributed by a major corporation, or it can be independently done. This could be done on high tech, or it could be done on shitty pixels, Roblox type. Like, it doesn't matter. However it gets executed, I want to be proud of it. I want to watch him back and be like, damn. And sometimes this dream, this idea, has brought me to tears because of what I see for myself and what I would like to do with this idea. And some of it is very dreamlike. It is giving very much you me to think a little smaller. It is giving very much, it has an expensive quality to it. Yes. It has a, this is going to cost gazillions of dollars. Yes. So, but whenever I think about it in reality, in realistic terms, I know I can do it. Obviously, some of the things I want to do, I will have to voice to other people. But I do think right now, hit the mic, sorry guys. I do think right now, I am wanting to be so much more private with my creativity. And I don't think that's a bad thing. And maybe not even private, I just want to be more, I want it to be for me. It's like that, that kind of mindset with Instagram. People are just posting on Instagram instead of making it aesthetically pleasing like they used to. Like, they just post because who cares? It's just social media. That's how I want to do with all of the things I would like to put out, including this podcast. If you listen to it, awesome. That's really cool. Appreciate it. You feel me? If you don't listen, I'm not going to blow my head off. I'm not going to sit here and go, God damn it, it's not getting any fucking listens. I wanted to do this as a peak of interest for me. I am now doing it. And I will post this. And it will be public. And if people listen, that's cool. And if people don't, eh. So, yeah. I don't know if anybody feels this way, has felt this way, but to go back, make it a full circle moment, I had been feeling very one-dimensional when I know that I am not. And I had been feeling like I sometimes do get counted out when I don't, me myself, do not count myself out. And yeah, there really isn't much else to say to that. So yeah, I like, that's all I had to, like, literally once I said that, my brain emptied. There's nothing else to be said. I don't even know what I titled this episode. But yeah, I totally recommend that if you're a multi-interested person, if you have peaks of interest, if you consistently hear yourself saying, I'm going to do this, I want to do this, and things of that nature, if you feel isolated in your creativity, I'm gonna link the YouTube video I watched because it was very, very, very interesting. And she's a gorgeous girl. She's a gorgeous babe. So why not listen to a gorgeous babe about this topic? But she does say, just make sure you're surrounding yourself with people who are multi-interested just like you, who can uplift you, provide you resources, provide you opportunities, things of that nature. And also, if you have a peak of interest, don't ignore it. I had a lot of interests that I was like, this is so cool. I wish I could do that. And then I'd move on. Which doesn't mean that I can't come back to it. I'm only 23. I'm very young. There's so much time for me. So much time for anything. But there have been definitely moments where I'm like, that'd be so cool if I could do that. I wish I could do that, dog. Like, that's so fucking cool. And I'd ignore it instead of actually going for it, you know? Like I said, I have limitations, but there's nothing that is actually stopping me. And another thing, like, I was really sitting here and being like, I don't think I'm something. Like, what I was talking about in the beginning of the podcast, I was sitting and standing in front of the mirror and being like, I don't think I'm something. I just think I'm Zoe Marie. But then I would ground myself and be like, no, I know I'm something. Everyone's something. Everyone's something. Whether you see it now or not, you are something. You are already something. Because there's always that, you know, pearl, I'm going to be a star type shit. She's a star. She a crazy star, but she's a star nonetheless. You know what I'm saying? She made herself a star on that motherfucking farm. Just like how I am something without showing that I'm something. So yeah, dog. I think that's where I'm at. And eventually, you know, I will change. I know I will change my mindset to being like, okay, I'm gonna post all my stuff. Everybody look at the abundance of talents I've got. Everybody look at what I've done. Look, 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 look. It's so fucking cool. I think you guys would really enjoy it if you watched it. Yes, yes, yes. That's just not me right now. And I think that's fine. 'Cause I was really freaking the fuck out. Like, I was freaking out. I really didn't think I was art. I didn't think that I was shit. I didn't think I was anything. I thought I was nothing. And then conversations were had. Journals, entries were written. Things were watched. Shower thoughts were thought. And we've come to this conclusion. We've come to this realization, yeah? I think it's a good one. I think it's a peaceful one. I think it's a content one. And I think it's quite the conclusion to come to, as I have been through some shit from the past couple of months. I've dealt with a lot. I've been met with a lot. I had to struggle a lot. And I also think that thought process in the beginning that I was talking about also stemmed from being like, well, I have to be something, you know, I have to be something so people can see me. And I can't be mediocre, you know, and that comes from something else. It comes from a very personal part of my life. But yeah. And then it was also coming from, that mindset of lack, yeah, but I literally had the thought, it's there, love, it's there, I had the thought, chat, it's gone now, but something else, secret third thing, and it was very prevalent, and that was really what was making me feel that way, I understand now. But now, yeah, like, I know I'm creative. I know I am very expressive. I know I have my ideas and my thought processes and things I would love to see executed and things I would love for people to understand and know that they can see and use me for. But that's just not right now. And that's okay. It's okay to be a little private and sacred with what you've got going on for yourself. And my mom has always told me, I love how I said that, all that stuff. I talked and all of it just left my brain and I still have more to say. Certified yapper. But my mom would always tell me that you really should not talk about the things that you would like to do. Because there are people, and there are people, shit, there are people who are watching you to either steal or to bring you down. And I ain't got no time for that. Leave me the fuck alone, okay? But that's not really where it's coming from, you know? Like I said, I will obviously have to have conversations with people once I start wanting to actually see my ideas executed. And need, like, support for things like that. But I'm a very independent bitch. I think I can do everything. And, you know, who says I can't? Right? Who says you can't? Who says they can't? You know? Everything's possible. And based on the conversations I've been having with people, I'm starting to realize that, yeah, it is. It really is. So, yeah, besties, that's all I really got to say. I'm going to post this. I hope it's a good one. I don't even know how long this is. Hold on. 40 fucking minutes. Damn. Bitch, shut the hell up, right? Anyway. It's currently 10:04 p.m. So, I'm saying good night. And then I'm going to say good morning. And then I'm going to say good afternoon. Because who knows when the fuck you're listening to this. This is the first episode. There might be some questions. One of them might be, how often will you post? And the answer is, whenever I want. There is no schedule. There is no schedule. Hey, there is no schedule. Nah, no getting no schedule. Yeah, because I want this to be fun. I have no intentions of this being monetized, which brings me to my last and final point, I promise. I really wish that people would just have hobbies that do not require you to make money from them. I believe in that wholeheartedly. I like to cuss too, so I don't really think that there is a possibility of monetization from this shit. I'm gonna be real fucking honest. But this is a hobby. Eventually, I want people on here and I want to talk and yap with friends and family, maybe. And I just want it to be fun. I want us to listen to it and maybe watch it, because I do think about filming the episodes as well. And laugh and kiki and be like, dude, this is so funny. We're funny. We're a funny bunch, you know? My mindset might change. Hey, like, if somebody wants to sponsor me, you know, I'm not gonna buy check shit. But, as of right now, like I've been saying, this really is for me. It's a hobby that I was like, you know what, let's just do it. So now I'm doing it. And that's what it matters. Bye. So, yeah. Have a great day, guys. And remember that you are something. Forever and always. And that's never going to change. And I'm going to remember that as well.